And this section is titled Anarchy, or he's defining anarchy, the absence of a master, of a sovereign. Proudhon appends a note here that reads, the meaning ordinarily attached to the word anarchy is absence of principle, absence of rule. Consequently, it has been regarded as synonymous with disorder, which he is clearly shattering that notion for all of us now, I hope. Such is the form of government, the absence of a master, to which we are every day approximating, and which our accustomed habit of taking man for our rule and his will for law leads us to regard as the height of disorder and the expression of chaos. The story is told that a citizen of Paris in the 17th century, having heard it said that in Venice there was no king, the good man could not recover from his astonishment and nearly died from laughter at the mere mention of so ridiculous a thing. So strong is our prejudice. As long as we live, we want a chief or chiefs. And at this very moment, I hold in my hand a brochure whose author, a zealous communist, dreams like a second Marat of the dictatorship. The most advanced among us are those who wish the greatest possible number of sovereigns. Their most ardent wish is for the royalty of the National Guard. And by the way, that statement, for once, a visual helps enormously. I shouldn't say for once, but there was a photograph in maybe Friday's New York Times or Thursday's of the last two rulers of South Korea, and the photos were in the background, in the foreground, were faces of the military. And the photos of the rulers had these lovely smiles. They were clearly had personalities, whereas the image of the military was without a personality. The image was, these are machines. They have no self. They exist to follow orders. I like that image for explaining what Proudhon is saying here. The most ardent wish is for the royalty of the National Guard. Soon, undoubtedly, someone jealous of the citizen militia will say, everybody is king. But when he has spoken, I will say in my turn, nobody is king. We are, whether we will or no, associated. Every question of domestic politics must be decided by departmental statistics. Every question of foreign politics is an affair of international statistics. And here, perhaps I'm commenting, is a good place to pause and consider our earlier point that we needed Nikola Tesla's inventions to provide the underlying structural support, his technological advances, for establishing the evolution that Proudhon is speaking of. And notice that Tesla created this needed technology not very long after Proudhon helped us see the science of the development of society, confirming Proudhon's argument, which is also an argument that Tesla, using different language, made. Let me give you a quote from his collected papers, which I excerpted in Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, the book, which you can download free from the Tools and Waking Up menus. Excuse me, pages on the Nascent's website. Quoting Nikola Tesla, let me tell you of another comforting feature. The progress in a measured time is nowadays more rapid and greater than it ever was before. This is quite in accordance with the fundamental law of motions, which commands acceleration and increase of momentum or accumulation of energy under the action of a continuously acting force and tendency, and is the more true as every advance weakens the elements tending to produce friction and retardation. For after all, what is progress, or more correctly, development or evolution, if not a movement infinitely complex and often unscrutinizable, it is true, but nevertheless exactly determined in quantity as well as in quality of motion by the physical conditions and laws governing. He's a sweet man, ain't he? We could spend some time with that quote. Nikola Tesla saw before anyone else that the establishment of our instantaneous global intercommunications, this capacity, was needed to end the miscommunications that led to war. As we said, when all of us arrive on the planet, if not thwarted, we look about for what's needed, as we're social beings. We attempt to fulfill our Earth-given missions. Thankfully, Nikola, as would be so with Prince, was able to hold to his mission. What he didn't know, any more than did Proudhon, was that a global cabal we've been calling Plato's tribe, as they used the man and his tome, the Republic, to con their children into continuing to try across the generations to realize their misbegotten notions. He didn't know that this global cabal was now creating these miscommunications. We have to discuss this, because if we don't just go for what we want, they can use this strategy ad infinitum, right? If you are hidden, you have accumulated massive resources for this moment. You can create miscommunications forever. It is time for us to stop paying attention to them and pay attention to each other. Trust that love is what we are all about, despite the pain they inflict on us. Trust that each one of us is bigger than our individual selves, and that our energy moving forward, our freedom, is communicated, as Nikola said, often in an unscrutinizable way, but an infinitely complex way, to all of us, all we 7 billion who long and will get our freedom. So these miscommunications are now created. They aren't by happenstance. Using the original, and I'm speaking of in Proudhon's day, he didn't know that this global, Nicolas Day and Proudhon's beginning anyway, that this global cabal was now creating these miscommunications, i.e. that the original of the man in the middle strategy that they have since replicated in numerous versions and venues, including in the Computer Intercept one that installed the current U.S. president, was being elaborated by these guys in order to put themselves in between all of our attempts to get free. But Nikola's reasoning is accurate. It's just that it's the Plato's tribe that is the malnotion that we had to see down to the ground and iron out in order to think and see each other free of all the lies these sad guys have invented to keep their dead dream alive by killing what is vital to life.